Welcome to Business Purpose and Clarity with Petri. I'm your host. We talk about startup life, insights, practical tips, mistakes, failures, and everything between. Let's talk about marketing today. I give you three terms. Think about the definition. What do those terms mean? And then I will talk about those things. But do your own exercise first. So listen to those terms, pause, and think, what do those terms mean for you? Okay, marketing, that's the best one. Really generic, isn't it? Pause. Okay, welcome back. Growth hacking is the second term. Pause. Welcome back. Engagement farming. Pause. Well, do you even know what engagement farming means? In some sense, you could say that they all mean the same thing. It's just different words, different way of saying those things. But how I see people using them, I don't think that's exactly the case. But anyways, I don't really care about the semantics. That's not my concern. But they have a little bit of different vibe, if you will. Engagement farming, for example, that's probably a term younger people would use. And what they mean is that what the older people, a little bit older people, not old people, but a little bit older people, use the term growth hacking for the same thing. Maybe they mean a little bit different thing, but it's still the same. Engagement farming. So basically what you do is you go for social media, you want to actually post something and you want to actually get responses. You want to get people likes, clicks, replies, whatnots, call to actions, whatever it is, what you actually want to do. But that's basically what you're after. So you have some kind of metrics where you want to fulfill the metrics by doing some actions which will have some kind of reactions. So you want to have engagement and you're farming something which will get that respond. Just taking it by the word and the semantics here, you just do something which actually gets you to respond. You don't really care what it is, but as long as you're getting you're hitting the matrix, the numbers, the KPIs, you're happy. That's one way to take of it. Obviously, there are different ways to do things, like always. Growth hacking could mean the same thing. You hack your way to the growth of the matrix, whatever it is, the KPIs you're looking for. So in a way, it can mean the same thing. So you actually just wanting to get the signups up. You want to get some kind of following social graph in your company, social media, for example. Or you want to have your whatever the matrix is. That's basically what you're doing. So you're hacking your way, but the sentiment is the same. You will not care too much about the quality, but the quantity. The quantity is enough. The quality is somebody else's problem. If you're the manager, if you're the CEO, if you're the founder of this of a company, and I hope you are, because this is the podcast for you, you should actually be concerned about this thing, because you don't really want to have just any quantity, because they will not hit your metrics, your KPIs. Because you don't really care how many signups you have. You don't really care how many downloads of your software you have. Because what you really want is to have customers who are happy and keep on paying for your product in the long term, hopefully. How many likes, how many signups, downloads, whatnot, which are like the quick matrix, doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you want to get money in your bank account and do it profitably. So that's the real matrix. If you just want to have some kind of engagement farming or growth hacking, in a short term, it may look like that you're doing the right thing. But in a little bit more longer term, it may become a problem if you're having just random people as your mailing list or as a customer group as well. Because it may be easier to get just some people to sign up for something, then get the right people to do the thing. And this is the first term, the marketing. Because at the end of the day, hey, what is marketing? Letting people know about your product and finding the right people who actually need your stuff. Qualifying them. Growth hacking. Engagement farming. Usually that's not the sentiment there. So it's not about qualifying the right type of people. Finding the right type of people. Having a meaningful conversations. Having meaningful discussions, building a customer relationship even before they become a customer, as a paying customer at least. So you are not engaging in that level. You're just putting some ChatGPT random words together and hopefully getting a response. And if the person is a little bit more clever on the other end, they will figure out that this is just some whatever random statistical words put together and they don't mean anything, and the person who has put them on the website or in the social media doesn't even know what they mean, but they are just wanting to get the KPIs hit. And when you realize that, you probably don't want to be the customer of that company. Obviously, there are different types of products and it may work for some, and these are probably absolutely fine terms, crowd hacking, engagement farming for whatever stuff you're running. But if you're building a serious business, this is probably not the way you want to do it. So marketing, crowd hacking, engagement farming, what do those terms mean to you? And if you're hiring people, just pay a little bit of attention what terms you're using and how do you define them.